So this is part two of my talk on audio and high-end audio equipment. So as I was saying, in this day and age when we're all walking around with our whole music collection in the palms of our hands, in those days we were still, and today to some extent, real audiophiles have huge equipment because they have tube amps. And sometimes the tube amps have separate power supplies because they say that separating this power supply from the audio amplifier and the tubes reduces distortion. So there's so much out there. But getting back to some name dropping. So where was I? Thorens, Bang & Olufsen, Quad. Quad made lovely stuff. It was very small components. Again, British. Some of them were tube. Later on, they got into, obviously, solid state, what they used to call transistors, right? Now they don't even talk about solid state. It's not even mentioned anywhere on any equipment. I'm trying to think of others. Like I mentioned Class A. There was a company, and right now I'm struggling to remember if the company came out of Canada, maybe even, but company was called Oracle, and they made what they used to call their reference series turntables. They were so accurate and reproduced music so well that they ended up being a reference standard. NAD Audio, and NAD went on to, I think they splintered off and they made a whole studio section catering just to high-end professional recording audio equipment. Then there was Revox. They made reel-to-reel recorders, which were the creme de la creme. Let's try that again. The creme de la creme back in the early 80s, mid-80s in terms of recording. And you would pump those babies up to the highest speed you could so that the fidelity of the recording was amazing. Of course, you had to deal with open reel to reels and having to string tape, and sometimes people would splice. And what else? I love this name dropping. Akai. In those days, Akai made reel to reels, and they were quite high end. Nakamichi. Do you remember the Nakamichi, the tape decks? And I believe they also made amplifiers and preamps and integrated amps. There was a time where people would buy separate amplifiers, sometimes even one amplifier per speaker, and then they'd have what they call a preamp, which was basically a bunch of switches with inputs and the outputs that go to the amplifiers. And in the preamp, there was also a preamp for the turntable, because turntables required a special kind of amplification and a shaping of the waveform, because when they used to record onto an LP, they used to reduce the bass and boost the treble to be able to catch all the nuances. And then when you play it back, you have to flip the process. So then you have to re-amplify the bass, and you have to notch, with a high filter, you notch the treble, so that it brings it to a more natural sounding. And I believe it was called the RIAA curve or something like that for pre-amplification. Anyway, what else? I'm trying to think. Oh, and people had separate tuners. And in many cases, there were only FM tuners. There were no AM tuners, because anybody worth anything in the high fidelity game, you never listened to AM. AM was, maybe you listened to it in the car, or it was relegated to teenagers and their little transistor radios. But you wouldn't listen to audio or serious music on AM. what else? I'm trying to think. I might even have to do part three here. Okay, I'll be back in a second.